Back to your calls shortly. 1-300-736-736, the open line for Werribee Kia. And keep your text coming, 0433-98-1116 for Temper, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other. But wanted to talk a little bit of motor racing. I sort of sat around like a dill yesterday thinking, oh, they're going to race soon, they're going to race soon, they're going to race soon. And then the Super Chaos didn't race at all. But Matt White, I'm sure, was watching it go around, and as part of Motorsports commentary team, he couldn't wait to see the flag drop on a race that didn't end up happening. Shane van Gisbergen clinching the title after there was no race at all. Matt, welcome to the program, and great to have you back on. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Dwayne.
Little disappointing yesterday, wasn't it, that they didn't race? Oh, would they have raced if it was Bathurst yesterday in that weather?
Look, I reckon that's probably the key. The key word there is Bathurst. Would they have raced if Bathurst isn't just a couple of weeks away now? That's probably one of the key considerations here. And I don't know what decisions were made behind the scenes. I know there's a heck of a lot of water out there, a question about that, and a lot of standing water, which is the problem. It's not so much in motorsport what's coming from the sky, it's what's sitting on the tarmac. And that was a huge problem that they faced yesterday. So, I saw Nick Percat came out and said, look, we've got, you know, that's why we've got slicks. We've got wet tyres. We've got a different tyre combination and different set of tyre cover for all sorts of weather conditions. And he believed that the race should have gone ahead. I don't know exactly what the official reasons were, but I think they were just playing it safe yesterday. But you're right. It's a bummer of a way to finish the 4 weeks straight at that Sydney Motorsport Park circuit. It's a bummer of a way for Shane van Gisbergen to clinch the title in the end. A bit of a sort of nothing end to the day.
So he's been around for a while, Shane van Gisbergen. This is his second championship. I mean, the overall, it's changed a bit. We've had great drivers in Australia. Some have left for NASCAR. Some are great in wet conditions. Are we expecting a change up again at Bathurst, or do you expect it to be the usual suspects? Because Bathurst can sometimes throw up the variable or two.
You have to put the usual suspects to one at the front of the queue, especially when you get to Bathurst, because at the end of the day, you need to have a fast car. So, sure, it's a six-hour race. It goes for 161 laps. In the old term, you've got to make sure you've got a ticket to the final 20 or final hour. But at the end of that day, you still have to have a fast car. There's no point being there and not having a juiced-up or fast car that you've worked out throughout the season. And that's why you need to start looking at the leading teams. And I do my Bathurst form, that's where I go first. Who are the leading teams? Who are the leading driver combinations? And what are the drivers that get Bathurst? Now, Shane van Gisbergen gets Bathurst. He understands what it takes to win around that circuit. He's still chasing that 1,000 title, but now he's got the confidence and the freedom of not having to worry about the championship title. So it's a good question to pose. And you know, what do we go in search of when we get up to Bathurst? Do we keep looking for same, or do we wait and see what the mountain's going to throw at us? It's a little bit of both. And then if you throw weather in there as well, I mean, mate, I've been up there, it's been raining or hailing in pit lane, and it's been sunny up the top and vice versa, the course of one lap. So it's the most extraordinarily weird place when it comes to what the weather's going to throw at you. But you're right about variables. That's the biggest concern about Bathurst is they don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah, I do like sitting home watching Bathurst, to be honest. But as I said, I sat home yesterday watching it for 2 hours with no race.
Yeah.
I even enjoyed the shootout yesterday, to be honest, in that weather, to have how wet it was. And even the shootout was interesting yesterday. And I don't normally watch the shootouts like I watched them yesterday. Hey, the F1's coming down to a great finish as well. Lewis Hamilton won the Qatar Grand Prix. His new engine was just too quick. But who do you like in this battle, Lewis or Max Verstappen, who started from seventh and finished second?
Well, we spoke about this last week, and it's going to start to get ugly. That's my prediction here. There's two races left. There's 8 points in the championship. Now the friction's starting to really come out. If you take a look at some of the talk around before the weekend, Christian Horner from Red Bull's giving it to Toto Wolff from Mercedes, and they're sitting next to each other in a press conference. And it's just starting to get a little bit too edgy. Now, if this was a year or so ago, I'd start to worry about Max Verstappen at this stage, because this is where his immaturity came to the fore, and he would make mistakes and he'd get rattled and he'd do stupid things. I think this will be the year where his maturity will win him the championship, or there will be a catastrophic fail along the way. So I don't know which way it's going to work out. Honestly, I'm hedging my bets until the last race. The only thing I reckon will happen, there's going to be a point of contact in between now and the end of the championship between Mercedes and Red Bull. And whether that's the two sister cars or whether that's the leading cars of Hamilton and Verstappen, I'm not sure. But I don't think this one's done, more than likely until the last lap of the last race or the last section of the last race.
So even though Verstappen leads by 8 points, the bookies have Lewis Hamilton as the favourite. So does this new engine carry over to the next race? Is he going to be faster in Saudi Arabia again and stick around and be faster in Abu Dhabi? Or how will the new engine versus what Max is running equate?
Well, it depends what else Max has got, but they've clearly got themselves sorted at the right time, and they know how to operate the calendar, these guys. So if I was Max Verstappen and Red Bull, I'd be petrified of what Mercedes are going to throw up in the next couple of races. You've got Hamilton out there, has done it before 7 times. You've got a team that knows how to win. You're spot on. They've got an engine. They've got a car that's fast. They've got a player there in Valtteri Bottas who can run decoy. It's kind of like everything's stacking up for them to take the title off Max. Now what's most important for Verstappen and Red Bull is not just to find themselves a car that's, if not faster, but equal to Lewis and the rest of the Mercedes gang. It's actually making sure that you limit the damage and you're there at the end of the race. If he can go the distance and if he can stay around Lewis, I reckon he'll get the championship. If he can't, they get rattled, they find themselves in trouble, then they'll start to appear slower because they'll have trouble in the garage trying to work it out, and they'll more than likely be a magnet for trouble out there. But like I say, mate, I'm just, you know, if you said to me now, who's going to win the championship, I honestly would not. I'd just throw a coin in the air because I think that's where it's at with 2 races to go.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and can't wait to watch it unfold as we have watched it unfold all season. It's been a ripper season. Great to have you, Matt. I really appreciate you joining me, and we'll talk again soon.
Anytime, Dwayne.
Matt White, 1170 SEN Mornings host and our go-to man motorsport commentator for a long time. Thanks to Ryko Filters. Ryko Filters, great things happen when you're Ryko ready. Send through a text or two if you've got a thought on who you think will win it, Lewis Hamilton or Max Verstappen. As I mentioned, Max Verstappen leads by 8 points, 2 races to go, but the bookies have Lewis Hamilton right now as the overwhelming favourite. Great to have Ryko Filters on board. Great things happen when you're Ryko ready, so ask your mechanic for Ryko Filters. As we head to the news, time to head in for a McCafe coffee catch-up with the news. McCafe, grab a McCafe iced coffee, smooth and refreshing, perfect for summer.